Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Hi. The other day, like yesterday, I think, I was filling out an app on about Spectrum, and all of a sudden, I was supposed to put in my credit card information to pay $1 for something, and the next thing I know, your name came up and said I was doing a month-to-month thing for something completely different, something about health, whatever. It was deceptive. It was lying. It was fraudulent. And now I have a $50 charge on my credit card that I did not ask for, did not want. And so I want you to reverse that immediately.
I'm going to see how I can assist you with that. May I have your first and last name?
Bonnie Champion.
If you could verify your shipping and your mailing address, I will make sure that I have the correct account.
251 East Vintage Street, Napomo, California, 93444.
Thank you for that. Give me one moment. One second. All right, so what this is was a contest entry for a meal plan, which was just an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. And I can offer to bring the monthly rate to $20 a month to stay.
No, no, ma'am. That was not what it was. It was Spectrum.
Yes, ma'am.
And somehow it turned into this without any... you know, information or anything. So, no, it was deceptive. It was cheating. And suddenly I'm buying something. I don't even know what's happening.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
No, please give me back all my money.
Unfortunately, only thing I was able to do was just cancel it because I cannot override the terms and conditions. So I cannot issue you a refund of any kind. I do apologize.
No, sorry. What's your name, please?
My name is Kim.
And your supervisor, please?
I have plenty of them. But, yeah, they'll tell you the same thing. They're not going to be able to override the terms and conditions either.
So you're just some kind of scam people.
We just work for a third-party call center, and the businesses just use third-party call centers to handle people want to cancel their account or extend their trial.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God. Well, you are employed by a scam person then, okay? And I want to register a complaint. Who can I complain to?
Let me find out. Give me one moment.
If you're just a call center, then I want to talk to the Fine Balance Health people. What's their phone number?
Let me see if I can get it for you. Give me one second.
Okay.
Only thing I have is an email for them.
Okay.
That's all I have. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready, and I will go slow.
Okay, go ahead.
C as in cat, S as in sugar, the at sign.
The G, what? The
at
sign?
You know the at sign. Let me do your email, the at sign. G as in great, R as in rose, A as in apple, B as in boy, I as in dependent, T as in Tom, E as in everything, S is in sugar, hub.com.
So that was C as in cat, S as in Sam, at grab, G-R-A-B-B-I, or was that L?
I.
I-T-E-S hub.hub.com.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I don't know. If you have supervisors, I would tell them that I'm turning this into the Better Business Bureau and possibly the police.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and give you your full refund. Give me one moment. Look for that refund of $49.89 put back into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Now, wait a minute. You just said you couldn't do that.
Yes, but so, you know, you don't have to go through the trouble of doing all that. I just went ahead and issued you a full refund. You're fine.
Okay.
Yes.
So thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. My pleasure. And thank you for calling customer support. You enjoy your day as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.